Let me turn here. Okay, page 3, right, 320, let's review the pasuk one more time quickly. Page, let's review the pasuk. Before we do the Baal, let's review the pasuk. The pasuk on page 320, Ki yodati ki ravim pish eichem, Hashem says, I know that many are your sins. The atzumim chatos eichem, mighty are your inadvertent sins. The difference between a pesha and a pesha is a willful sin, and a chet is an inadvertent sin. For those who cause pain to the tzaddik, they take bribes. In other words, we are describing simply judges who oppress the righteous. They take bribes to save the life of the guilty. So there's a person who is on death row. You just pay enough money to the judge, enough ransom money, enough bribe money, he will free the guilty party. Ve'vyoinim bashar hitu, they, the people who are destitute in the court, hitu are perverted. Their case is turned against them. The word hitu literally means to be turned. And in this instance, it means that the judge turns the case against them. Let's look at the Malbim. The Malbim Pasuk Yudbeis on page 321. Ki yodati I know ki rabim pishechem. Pesha hi mitzad amenet. As we explained, pesha means willful, rebellious sin. V'achetu ma shechoyti mitzad ha-taiva v'hano. Loi mitzad ha-kavon limroi. Normally, chet means inadvertent sins. But in this context, it means even a sin that's done b'mezid. But it's not done in spite. It's done because of taiva. Person cannot control his desires. So it's asking over here an incredible question over here. Pesha is always otsum yoiser min achatos. Otsum means mighty. And rabbi means many. If you were given the task to match the word rabbin and the word atzumim with the words chet and pesha, what would you do? What would the average person do? The answer is they would match the word rabim with the word chet and the word atzumim with the word pesha. These are your choices. This is what you would do because a pesha is an avera that's done with rebellion and spite. It fits the word atzum. It's awesome. It's mighty. It's horrible. And the word rabbin means abundant, refers to chet, and the sin that's done b'shoigeg. Elo. So why then in this pasuk? So this is going to be a very good question. Why over here in this pasuk we find the words are reversed? So v'nei pesha hu tamin atzum yosim v'nachatas, achar shem mischavim limroid, v'achatas hu tamin merubim v'napesha, ki roi v'hachoytim yechetu mitzad ha-taiva v'hayetzohara. Most sins are committed by mankind because of taiva. Not because they want to rebel against Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's what we would expect. So here is his idea. Here is the unique, the novel idea that the Malbim is presenting. The Noach says, Avul etzlechem gam ha-peshoim heim rabim bikamus. V'chein atzumim chatoseichem shegam achatoim heim atzumim be'echos. He's saying this change of choice of word, this deviation from the word usage, is an indication of just how far gone the Jewish people have gone, have sinned at this point in time. That even the peshoim, the pesha, which is an act of outright rebellion, which normally is not a lot. It's few and far in between to find people that go out there in the world and commit sins, lahachis, to anger Hashem. But no, in this matzav, in this tekufa, the shom were rabim. And the chatoy seichem, the sins that were done b'shoigeg, out of taiva, he's calling it atzumin. It means, I guess you would say, a person who's coming back from work and he passes a drive-in in McDonald's or Burger King, you know, he can't control himself. So no, he passes by and he goes to the drive-in and he picks up the tzinna. Here, he didn't just pass by. You park the car, you go inside, You sit down, you call your friends, you have a major, major meal in this non-kosher restaurant, not because you hate Hashem, Rachman Utzlan, it's because your taivas have overtaken you to such a degree that you have sinned in a grand way, there's no busha, there's no embarrassment. It's a whole different taiva. When a person Rachman Utzlan sins b'shoigeg, he can't control himself, I have a taiva. The taivas are normally just a little bit is enough to satisfy your taiva. I want to eat a certain type of food that's not kosher. Just to eat a small amount would normally satisfy my desire. But if you find that a person goes overboard and engages and commits the avera in abundance, that already shows there's something wrong. There's something. It's a different type of situation where we are in need of a therapy. We're in need of correction. Then the pasuk goes on to explain what is the significance of this, that it says that the people who hate, the people who bring pain upon the righteous, they hate righteous people, ki al yidei mirdam oy havim es achaymes v'harasha, due to the rebellion they love people who commit violence to the people, v'soynim, and they hate es hayoshar v'hanigzol, they hate what is proper, v'hanigzol shut tzadik bedinoy v'yetze chayev meitam af lekabola sheichad klal v'al kein ze pesha masmid. This is a continuous sin, v'negin period. So therefore, basically over here he's saying that these people, they are just evil to the core. The negamasha amar atzumim chartoy sechem mefarish loche chayfer shemasha chaytim bazel lahanosam. This that they sin for their own pleasure. Aydei shadaystim lochem shechad inim lochem shechad lachatoyz dinei mamonis levad. Not only do they take money, they take bribes to pervert dinei mamonis. Kim lochem chayfer shah chayfer hu lachatoyz dinei nefashayz. It is so great in quality, the earth is flattered with blood. There's a lot of words we're going to say outside very quickly. What he's saying over here is a few ideas. Number one is, he's trying to match up. It's very, the Malm over here at the end of the pasuk is coming to match up the different expressions. The two words, Tsoyre Tzadik, corresponds to what it says, Rabim Kishichem. Okay, in fact, those two words on the page are directly underneath the words Rabim Pishechem. The next two words, Loichei Choifer, correspond to the words above them, Va'atsumim Chatoy Seichem. And this part of the pasuk is coming to explain the depth of how far the sins have gone. In regard to the Pishechem, the Pesha, Pesha means sins done out of rebellion, it's done to such a degree where the people who are sinners, they have pleasure in causing pain to a tzaddik, and they hate a tzaddik. The next expression, va'atzumim chatoy seichem, your inadvertent sins, have your taiva, your desire for your own needs, have gone so far, not only to act corruptly in dine mamoinois, but even to act corruptly in dine nefashos. He seems to be saying is that there are times in society where the system is corrupt, but only to the degree where people are willing to steal money from one another, but not to the degree where they'll let people get away with murder. You'll have a court of justice, and a person comes in as a claim against someone, I want you to pay me $1 million. So the judges are corrupt. If you pay the judge enough money, the judge will say, you don't have to pay $1 million. Let the gavir keep his money. What's the justification? What's the thought process of the judge? It's only money. It's only money. No one's being hurt. No one's starving. No one in the street is starving to death. No one is being heard. Money. So money is money. But if some would come into court and they would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's a murderer, this judge would never go so far to say, if you give me a bribe, I'll let him go off scot-free. That far, a judge would not go. That's what the Malbim seems to be saying, that is very common. It's common when there is corruption, there is a limit to how far the corruption goes. In this instance, the fact that it says here, Loichei Choifer, we have chosen, the Pasuk has chosen the word Choifer. Choifer is a term that is used in the Torah in reference to a Rotseach. V'loisichu Choifer l'nefesh Rotseach asher hu rasha lomus. Do not take ransom to allow a person who is slated to die in Misas Bezdin go free. The fact that it uses exactly that term, Choifer, and does not use the word Shoichad, indicates is that the corruption has gone so far that a judge is for sale, is willing to take money in order to free a person who has committed murder. And that is connected, that's why, this fits why we use the term Atsumim. The word Atsumim is a very powerful expression. It means mighty, awesome. It has gone to a degree that is beyond our expectations. The judge is the word, in this instance, Chatoy Seichem, according to the Malbim, it refers to a person who's not acting out of, in spite, in rebellion against Hashem, but a weak person who wants, who loves money. He enjoys, he has taiva. And the judge, he wants the money, but even a person who loves money would not go so far under normal circumstances to take money to let a person who deserves death go free. But in this instance, the sins have gone so far, it's atsumin. It is awesome. It is mighty. For example, the pasuk concludes, how do we see that it's awesome? Loichei choifer. They're even willing to take money to release a person who is slated to die. Okay, and in the previous expression, going back two words, when it says Rabin Tish Eichem, it seems that when there are people out there in the world who are corrupt and want to rebel against Hashem, it doesn't necessarily mean they hate righteousness. In truth, they appreciate the quality of righteousness. It's just they're angry. They're bitter with their lives, and they want to. They have a need to rebel against Hashem, but it doesn't touch the core of their being to the degree where their act of hatred, their act of rebellion, goes so far where they actually hate, they detest the ways of the righteous. In this instance, it says it's Rabim Pish Eichem. That the averos that are done out of rebellion have gone to such a degree where we match it up with Tzorei Tzadik, they actually detest the ways of the righteous. Okay, so that concludes the Malbim. We're pretty much finished with the sugya. Now we go on to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, back to page 320. Going further, l'chein, therefore, Hamaskil bo'es ha'hi yidoim. The people who are wise, who are living in this period of time, according to the simple translation, we are referring to the time of the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim, the time of Sancheriv. Those who are wise, Yidoim will be silent. Ki es ra'ahi, it is a time of evil. Now, what does that mean? Let's take a look at the loose one pasuk at a time. Pasuk Yudimel in the Mitzudos. So on page 320, on the very, very bottom, Lochein, Ba'avur ha-Peshoim ho'ele, Hinei ha-Maskil Yidoim be'eis, the Mitsudo Stava learns, what is the time that we are referring to? So he explains, Yidoim be'eis bo ha-Pur'onus, at the time when punishment arrives, when Sancheirev arrives and begins to exile the Jewish people, the people who are wise will not complain against Hashem, but instead accept upon themselves the din. V'lo yeharher achar midas hadin. They will not be maharher achar midas hadin. Ki yivoh ha'es sheyikablu hara. the time when the evil will come. Ki nismala hasa'ah, the measure is full. The day of reckoning has come. There's nothing to complain about. That's also very, very difficult. A very hard thing to do for a person to be matzdik olav es hadin and to say tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. In fact, at every funeral, at the time of kavura, as long as it's not a day when you don't say tachnun, so the minhag is to say what's called tzidduk hadin. And tzidduk hadin is an essence of fulfillment of this pasuk. And this person says there are 14 expressions, there are 14 psukim. Not all of them are, I'm not so sure all of them are psukim, but there are 14 expressions, some are psukim, some are, I think they're all psukim, where we basically say that Hashem, you are just. Hatsur, Tamim, Pa'alok, Yichol, Derachav, Mishpat, Kel, Amunah, Ve'in Avel, Sadik, V'yasharhu. A person's death is the ultimate time of Ra'ah. It's the ultimate time of evil. Time, not as an evil, it's the ultimate time of it's hard to translate the word Ra'ah in this context, but it's the ultimate time of tragedy. And how does a person deal with tragedy? So it's natural for a person to complain, to lash out. This is not fair. You put us into a world to bring upon us suffering. What did this person do that he deserved to die at this time? Okay, certainly a young person, Rahman Ritzlan, and even a person who's 90 years old, just because he's 90 years old, does that mean he's chayiv misa? He has to die? What did he do that he, what aver could he possibly have done that he deserves to die? And look at all of the collateral damage. When a person dies, it creates a lot of pain for many people who seemingly have not done anything, and they indirectly suffer due to the death of an individual. So it's natural for a person to express frustration and to complain, Rahman al-Islam, against Hashem. And here the pasuk says that in order to be able to overcome that feeling and have a moon in Hashem, a person has to be a maskil. Okay, a maskil. Maskil is a very powerful word. What exactly is seichel? We say in Davin, Chonenu b'itcha, Deya Nusach Ashkenaz, Deya Bina v'haskel. What exactly is seichel? It appears that it's above Deya, Das, it's above Chochma, and there's another madrega called, and there's another thing called Bina. We spoke about this many times, all the different levels of understanding. Das, Chochma, Bina, and then there's something called Seichel. Now usually Seichel is on the top of the list. It is the synthesis of all of the parts. Das, basic knowledge, Chochma, wisdom. How do we contrast the term Chochma versus Das? I don't know. Bina is mevin davar, mitoich davar. And then there's seichel. Seichel appears to be the big picture. You see everything in its context. You just don't understand, fully comprehend the wisdom and the purpose and the beauty of a single object. You understand it relative to the big, big picture it's setting. A diamond is only as beautiful as its setting. Seichel is, I fully grasp the brilliance, the power of a concept, of an event. I have fully grasped the das, the chochma, the bina of a particular concept. But seichel is to see that item against the bigger backdrop, against in the big picture of how this relates to something else, time, place, v'chulu v'chulu, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen where chokhma and seichel contrasted. Chokhma is the ability to absorb information, and seichel is the ability to interpret it and act upon it.
Okay, that's a different interpretation. It's a whole different approach. The chokhma means to
mekabel. Well, there are a lot of people that chokhma,
The ability to act, the ability to apply your knowledge. You understand the rules of physics. You understand science. Now what? What are you going to do with your knowledge? How can you take that knowledge, apply it, and bring benefit to this world?
Like Aristotle, they say he was a very immorality. That's what I've been told. He was immoral.
Okay, but that's not necessarily. That's another idea. Just because a person understands chachma, then there's morality. But even besides morality, taking the chachma, the science, and applying it, you understand the physics. So what can you do with it? Can you send man to the moon? Can you improve? Can you make an improvement for a person in this world? You understand how things work. Apply it in the physical world. Then there's morality to realize there's a creator. V'chulu. Here,
also you learn Torah's chachma and you utilize it.
You become a better person. Absolutely.
The person you're
spiritually, but you have to have that. You have to have a desire to come to a kosher. Absolutely. So here, the pasuk over here says something. It's a very profound idea. It's a very deep pasuk. Is that, and according to the Mitzudos, he says the ace world, the time when a person should be silent. We have to understand when should he be silent. He should be silent. The Mitzudos is injecting into this pasuk something that it does not say. He says that we're discussing the time of Puranus. When Puranus, ki eis ra'ahi, it doesn't just mean that it's a time of, it's a bad time in Shemayim, that things are not looking good. There are problems. The enemy has arrived. People are being killed. People are suffering. What would a person do? Complain, it's not fair. I'm not complaining. Yidoim, I am silent. I'm matstik, olav es hadin. I recognize, I deserve what I got.
Like it says by Aharon HaKohen.
What? By Yidoim Aaron, exactly, perfect. By Yidoim Aaron at the time of the Chanukah San Mishkan, his two sons died. What? It couldn't be a greater horror. The time of the greatest Simcha of Klal Yisrael. At that time, his two children, Nadav and Avihu, who were the Kohanim, they died, and Aaron was able to fulfill this pasuk, Yidoim. Ki esra ahi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says ki esra ahi. Amapasu yigimul hamaskil. Mishu chacham, one who is wise. Yidaim, he will be silent. So here Rashi says exactly what we saw in the Mitzudos. Biboy hara'ah. When he adds the word bibo, ki esra ahi, he adds not just the time of Ra. The Ra is coming, has come. The al yeharher achar midas hadin, not to complain against Hashem, shari kol eila osu. Hashem has done everything. Everything comes only from Hashem. Ki eis ra'ahi, eis ha-mizumenes l'kabel sechar ra'asam. Its time has come to receive the punishment, the reward for one's sins. When we call it reward, it means what is due, consequence for one's sins. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak, pasuk yud gimel. L'chein ha-maskil b'eis ha-ki yidoyim l'fi shayim soynim ha-mechiyach oisam. Omar Mishu Maskil Perish Min HaTayvim. He explains a little bit more, is that since most of the people are fools, most of the people living at this time are foolish people because they are not listening to the words of Musar from the Nevi'im, but the people who are wise accept the Musar of the Nevi'im, Perish Min HaTayvim, Yiyeh Doimem V'lo Yoichichem Shlo Yishma Cherposoi Shehein Mishivim, should not answer back. Mishu Maskel Perish Min HaTayvim Yeh Doimim V'lo. No, he's saying V'lo Yochichem. He's saying something a little bit over here. I think he's saying in the Hotel Devim Shat and V'lo Yochichem. He's telling the Navi not to give them Musar. One more time, the words. L'chein Hamaskel Beisah Yidem. L'fi Shem Soinim Amokichai Samamar Mishu Maskel Perish Min HaTayvim Yeh Doimim. It appears that according to the Radak, we have a whole new pshat, that Hashem is instructing Amos not to give Musar to the tzaddikim. Why? Shelo yishma cherposoi shehein mishivim. Do not listen to their disgrace. Shehein mishivim ki esra ahi sheyad horoim takifa. I'm not sure what this means. Okay, do not be quiet. Ki Esra Ahi.
You might get influence from them.
From the Rishoyim?
Yeah.
The maskil, okay, very good, he's saying, Hashem is saying that the maskil should not give musa to the wicked. Okay, I thought by mistake it meant that Omoy should not give musa to the tzaddikim. That's not what it means. It means that the tzaddikim should not follow in the ways of Omois and give musa to the Rishonim, because there's nothing to gain.
At this point, it's too late.
Too little, too late. A wise man should not. This halachah and giving musa, the whole simonim of shochner, how to give musa. If you know that the recipient, the listener, will not accept toichacha, you're not allowed to give them toichacha, because it will only backfire. They will respond with chutzpah, and it will lead one thing, the volley of words back and forth will only get worse and worse. So therefore, he's saying a very, very unique interpretation. A wise man at this time, when the yad rishoyim takifa, when the wicked have prevailed, when we're living in a time when wickedness is rampant, it's out there in the world, then the tzaddikim should be quiet. Don't attempt to give musar to individuals. It will only backfire and bring more harm. And the people who are wise is synonymous with the people who are righteous. At that time of wickedness, Yidoim, don't give musar. Ki eis ra'ohi. It is a time when the wicked have prevailed, and your words of musar will backfire against you. Entirely different than the parish of Rashi and the Mitzudos, who is learning that the subject of this pasuk refers to the observer, the observer of what is happening to society. Here is referring to the people who are normally in the position of giving musa, and Hashem is telling them, don't give musa.
Yeah, he translates maskil as prudent.
Those who are prudent.
Prudent means you think carefully about what your next move is, because you have to think of the implications of it.
Okay, very good. Let's take a look over here at the Malbim. Pasik Yigimul Khan, therefore Aviade Zeshen Shenish Rash Shenish Rashtem Bachatoim Upeshoim Yidoim Hamaskil Boisahi Uma. What does this mean? Maskili Am Hayoidim Rish Aschem Malbum, page 321, on the very bottom, Pasik Yud Gimel Umaskile Umaskile Am Hayoidim Rish Aschem Vahoyedarkom Lehoichiach. He's saying same thing as the Radak. The wise among the nation who under normal circumstances know how to give musar to the sinners, the atah, change in plan. Now, from here on in, yidoimu v'yosimu yod lepeh. Do not give musar. Put your hand on your mouth. Va'asher, because, eis ro'ohi, v'soinim es hamochiach. The people, they hate you. The horgim oiso, they'll kill you if you open up your mouth to them. The alkein ein moichiach umiyasher esa'om, do not give musar umiyasher esa'om, and try to straighten out the people. Vein tikva klol sheyeshuvu me'avoino sehem, there is no hope that they will repent from their sins. K'moisha kosov, sonu bashar moichiach, as it says, we learned before, they hate in the gate the moichiach, the one who gives musar. The gate refers to the courthouse or in the public. That is why the Jewish people have fallen upon their land, and there is no one to take. They will no longer rise. The only way you can come back is through teshuva, but there is no one at this point interested in doing teshuva, and therefore giving musar will only be detrimental. Silence is your best bet. So far it's two against two. Rashi and the Mitzudos teach us yidoim refers to the observer, someone who witnesses Puranis,
yeah.
Don't complain, be matzik aleichem esadin. And according to the Radak and the Malbim, we're referring to the tzaddikim who are normally in the position of those giving musar. Now is not the time to give musar. Let's look at the Chidah, the Chaymas Anoch, on page 320. Lochein, hamaskil ba'esach yidim ki esra'a, perish. Shim hoysa es tzara. Hoya mitzius lehispala lahashem. We know that Kemosha Amar Hakosa the Ace Sari Hil Yaakov Umimena Yivosha. Achzos hiroa shehasitra achara. The Satan Hanikres Ace Ra'a Kivarkivla Hagzera umascheles l'kayim ha-gezer. Okay, it's more Kabbalistic interpretation of the pasuk. He's telling us over here is that the Esra is a code word for those that are very fluent in the world of Kabbalah. Everyone here very fluent in Kabbalah. The word Esra is a code word for the Sitra Achara, the Satan. There are times when the Gezera is handed down. And when the Gezera is handed down, he's telling us something very frightening, Yidoim. It's not a time to daven. There are times when davening does not help.
Okay, so what should one do then?
Mi mekabel. It's very frightening of art. Mi mekabel. We have a chazal. Afilu cheref chada munachas al tzavorei shlodom al yisyoyesh min harachamim. Now you have to understand there. It says do not give up. Does it say there in that chazal that you should be mispalel? When a person is in a matzav where it's death row, right? It's mamish. It's imminent. So does that mean he should be mispalel? That he should be saved, or he should say vidui. If you're saying vidui, it means you're accepting upon yourself the din. Being mispalel, you're saying to Hashem, I want to live. I want you to do for me a miracle. The chance of a miracle happening for you at this moment in time, statistically, from history, from everything that we know, is 1 in 1,000,000. You really think that you're going to be that 1 in 1,000,000 that's going to happen to you? It could happen. Chazal say, don't give up. Afilu cherev chado, a sharp sword, is munachas al tzavar shalodam al yis ya'esh. Do not give up hope. But Chazal are not instructing you to be mispalel to be saved. There's a difference between being proactive and accepting, realizing that the world is controlled by Hashem and the possibility always exists. L'may nafkamina, if you do have those few moments left, how should you spend them? Should you spend them being mispalel to be saved? Or should you spend those few moments preparing yourself for the next world? Chazal have given us many tools what to do at the end of life to prepare for the next world. There are the tefillas, Shchiv Meira. There's a special prayer that a person lying on his deathbed recites when he knows he's about to die. There's a vidui. There's a the person's supposed to say vidui. So here it says the word yidoim, which is an indication it's not now a time to pray according to the Chidah for salvation. Don't fool yourself in saying Tehillim and having in mind selecting the Mizmorim in Tehillim that focus on miraculous salvation. You're not realistic. It's not realistic.
It could have both.
What?
You need to do both.
You can't have everything in this world.
You got?
a person realizes he has a few moments left. A few moments left. So what he can do one of either he can say Mizmar Tehillim, Shramaloy says Sonai El Ne Ayin Yavoy Ezri, Ezri Miyam Hashem, or he can say Vidui. You can't say both. Either you can say the Shir HaMa'alos, which is an expression of hope for salvation, or recite Vidui, which means it's going to happen, and I'm now confessing my sins. You can't do both. It's one or the other.
Kasher Melech davened, was exactly supposed to die. And he davened and he...
Well, there Yeshaya told him, Yeshaya told him that there's still hope. Yeshaya said, if you'll marry my daughter, he said there was still hope. He told him there is hope.
15 years.
He told him there was hope. I don't know if we're going to be right from it, because there you try to. He told me explicitly, you're going to die. You're going to die. So he said, is there anything I can, Chazal, is there anything I can do? Well, if I'll give you my daughter, and maybe our zechus together will be enough that you can survive. What?
He suggested it.
Okay, whoever it was. I don't know if you can be right from that. So that story, there's a little more going on in that. So it's a bigger picture. Here it says in the pasuk explicitly yidoim, and the chidah is in teaching us an incredible chiddush. Yidoim means be silent from praying, be silent from davening. It's not always a time to daven. Why? Ki eis ra'ahi. The gezerah has been handed down. There is nothing you can do to avoid this gezerah. It's not a time to be unrealistic. It's not a time to live in a fantasy world that miracles are going to happen. You have to be realistic. It doesn't mean to give up. Al yisyoesh min harachamim. But there's a fundamental difference between being miyayesh and being unrealistic. And the nafkamina is, how do you spend that time preparing? Okay, so we come away now. By the way, this idea of not davening parallels other times, the other famous time when you're not supposed to daven, when Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Yam, Matitzak Elai, Daver El Bnei Yisrael V'Yisohu. Hashem says to Moshe, it's not a time to daven now. Now is a time for action. So you see over here, you combine this
with
Emuna. Kedai Hu Emuna Sheimantan Bi. Jump into the Yam. Hashem gave them explicit instructions. So we find over here two different instances in Chazal where Hashem is, we're learning, it's not a time to be mispalo. There are times when it's a time for action. Dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu. It has to be understood, when is that so? And then there's a time like this, ki eis rahi. If the gezera is sealed, it's an eis ra'ah, which he learns to mean that the Sitra Achra has in their hands the verdict. They have the license to do what they want. You're not going to win. It's not going to happen. You got to be realistic. And therefore, you have to take action. It's not a time, Vayida, it's not a time to be misspelled for miracles. It's a time to be realistic and to prepare for what needs to be done. You have all these stories. Look, we have a famous story everyone knows. We always mention the story of Rav Chana Wasserman in the Holocaust when they took out his group to be murdered. They shot them in the forest, and he didn't tell them, okay, let's now be mispalel, Hashem's going to save us. He told them, let's prepare now to die. He told them, let's prepare, be mitar al machshavis, we're now going to die al kiddush Hashem, we have to be mitaher our thoughts, we are human karbonos, and the laws of kachim teach us thought is critical. A thought makes a world of a difference in the validity of a karbon, and the more that we purify our thoughts at this moment, the greater impact, the greater merit the survivors will have from our sacrifice. He didn't tell them, he wasn't living in a fantasy world and telling them, okay, let's say Shiram Alois, don't give up hope, Al Yisrish, do not give hope, Hashem's going to save us, a miracle's going to happen. It's not the way it works.
What about Purim?
What? Purim is a very good question. Purim was Leich Kedoyis is called Limakud, very well, asking a very good question. And there this medrash that says that Mordechai met Eliyahu HaNavi. And he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, is it really true that there's a Gezerah ben HaShemayim to destroy the entire Klal Yisrael? So Eliyahu HaNavi says, yes. He then asks him, is the Gezerah sealed in clay or in blood? And he told him in clay, not in blood. So Mordechai said, if that's the case, it ain't over yet. There's still hope. Leich, and therefore he went further, Leich kinois es kol ha-Yehudim. That indicates that indeed, if the blood, this gezer was sealed in blood, then maybe Mordechai, I don't know, but maybe Mordechai would have behaved differently. Maybe Mordechai would have rallied the Jewish people to prepare for death instead of attempting to overturn the gezer. Okay, it's a medrash. He asked, is it clay or blood? Or maybe you can suggest, is that for the entire Klal Yisrael, it's different. For individuals, there you can't have unrealistic expectations that miracles are going to happen. But for the Klal, for the whole Klal Yisrael, then maybe the whole Leich Kinois is Kol HaYehudim, the whole Klal Yisrael, maybe there you are permitted to have unrealistic expectations and be responsible for salvation. The koyach of the rabbin is much more potent than the koyach of the individual. Okay, so we conclude this pasuk. So what do we take out of this? We take out of this three very different mahalchem. Three, it's a very powerful pasuk. Three very different yisoidos, fundamental principles of yados from this pasuk. The perish of Rashi and the Mitzudos is when a person sees in this world poranus, person sees that in this world it's a time where Hashem is bringing punishment, bringing pain and suffering to mankind, to the Jewish people, don't complain. A wise man, a maskil, knows how to close his mouth, to accept, to to be matzdik olaves hadin and not to complain and say to Hashem, it's not fair. A wise man knows how to fulfill this requirement of Yidun. The parish of the Radak and the Malbim is when a person sees that he's dealing with Urshoim, people who are not receptive to words of Musar, quiet. Don't make trouble. Don't give Musar to a person who is not interested in hearing the Musar. Musar is only heard, is only valuable when the person is receptive. And we have the third Yisoid of the Chidah, teaching that not every time in this world, not every tzara, is it appropriate to be mispalel to Hashem for salvation. If it's clear that it's an ace ra'ah, the gezerah has been handed down, yidoim, the maskil is yidoim, he stops praying. Instead, he prepares. Avram Avinu, when Hashem said to him in Sodom that there are no 10 tzaddikim, are there 10 tzaddikim? And Hashem said, no, there are not even 10 tzaddikim. And that was it. It was over. Vayelech Avraham, ayoshev lemukaymai, Avraham stopped davening. The gezerah was handed down. Sodom will be destroyed. He didn't go and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be mispalel anyway to change the gezerah. He was realistic. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? When he came into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem told him, no, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. For eschanan el Hashem bo esa hilemar, Moshe didn't want to take no for an answer. Why not? I don't know. Okay, every situation has to be judged. Hashem says, "Al toisef daber elai oid badavar hazeh." Enough is enough. Enough tefillah. Also silence. No more davening. Okay, each. But this is a very powerful insight. Next pasuk yudal birshu toif v'al ra. See good and do not seek evil. Laman tichyu, so that you shall live. Sounds like the pasuk in the chumash is. Hine es hachayim v'es hamoves nasati l'fonecha. Uvacharta b'chayim. Choose life. Seek good v'al ra. Do not seek. The word dirshu has to be repeated. Laman tichyu, so that you shall live. V'hichein Hashem elokei tzivakois itchem kasher amartem. And it will be so. Chein means kein b'nois tzilofcha doivrois. Chein is a very powerful word. Chein means correct. Chein doesn't just mean also. V'chein tein kovel le'amecha. And it shall be. Chein means, it means in sometimes a foundation. V'hi chein, it will be true. It will be correct. It will be firm. Okay, we have to see the Mepharshim the more precise how they fit this very beautiful expression into the pasuk. What? V'hi, it will be. V'hi, it's a hard word to translate. V'hi, we have to see the Mepharshim more precisely. I don't know. V'hi, chein. It's not vayihi. It's not vayi. There's vayi. Right. There it's a little bit different. There it's vayihi chein. It was so. Here is the future tense, it seems. Here we're giving instructions. Seek good, do not seek evil. Laman tichyu, you shall live. V'hi chein. And then it will be true. Kain benois tzlofcha divers. Correct. The daughters of tzlofcha have spoken with correctness. It will be correct that Hashem Elokei Tzivakois itchem. Hashem, the creator, the God of the Tzivakois, of the world, of all of the hosts of the Shemayim, will be with you. Kasher amartem, as he has spoken, as he has guaranteed you. Let's take a look over here at this pasuk in Mitzvot David. Pasuk Yudalid, Mitzvot David, page 322, on the bottom, Birshut Toiv, Lochein, therefore, what is the consequence? What is the message after everything said and done? Dirshu lasois toiv, yal tidrishu lasois ra. See, the Mitzvot, he takes this, there's a principle in Tanakh, in Nach. Words are meant to be repeated. The word dirshu is to be repeated twice. Dirshu toiv, v'al dirshu ra. Okay, v'al ra means do not seek out evil. He explicitly puts the word dirshu into the pasuk, la'asos ra. L'man tasigu es ha'chayim, you shall achieve life. V'chein, return to Omar, kein yashem ibochem tokua b'lvavchem. Kein, the Mitzvot Tavit translates to mean it will be firmly It will be thrust. It will be firmly connected. Tukur means like you pitch a tent, you stick the peg firmly into the ground. All the wind, the strongest winds of the world, will not cause the tent to be uprooted. If you will seek good, it will happen that Hashem will be tokua, will be firmly thrust in your hearts. Kashem artem unidartem bo'es, shekibaltem oso lelokai. You are vowed at the time when you accepted Hashem as your God. So this refers to Matan Torah, it seems. Unidartem is, it's a shvu. He calls it a neder. It's very interesting why he says that. Because we've heard an Ola, okay, the Oilois Habris. We have a principle in the Gemara that if a person makes a Shavua, I will do this mitzvah. I make a Shavua, today I will recite Kriya Shema. Wake up in the morning, I make a Shavua, I will recite Kriya Shema. And you don't say Kriya Shema. You forget this, you don't say Kriya Shema. Is a person Chayiv Malkois for violating his Shavua? No. Why not? Because there's a principle, you cannot superimpose one Shavua upon another Shavua. Since you already made a Shavua at Har Sinai, you'll be kind of Tayag Mitzvahs, Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinai. You're already in a situation where you already have sworn to fulfill all of Hashem's mitzvahs. So if a person today comes and makes a shavua that he will do a mitzvah or will not do a mitzvah, and then violates the shavua, he is exempt from any punishment whatsoever because the shavua that he made has no weight. Because you cannot superimpose one shavua upon another shavua. So he says over here for some reason that the word shavua and the word neder sometimes are interchangeable. Even though we know they're far from being interchangeable, there are very fundamental differences between the principles of Shavua and the rules of a neder. But the Metzudos David loosely over here seems to say is that Kasha Martem. Amartem here, Unidartem Be'ez, he says the word Amartem is referring to the Jewish people. Okay, I already, Kasha Martem means that he translates the passage very simply, is that seek good, do not seek raw, so you shall live, and Hashem will be with you. It's nothing new. I'm not asking you to do something new. You've already taken a shavua that you will be doyresh toiv and you will not be doyresh ra. So don't. It's no big deal. What I'm asking you is just to reaffirm what you have already committed yourself to in shanim kadmonios. Like you've already said at the time when you makabel the Torah. Okay, next. Let's take a look over here at Rashi. Rashi says, Vihichein, Imzois Tasu. If you will do this, Oz. Yehi Hamokim Mochem, it's in the future tense. Vihi. Hashem will be in the future of Kasher Marten Bilvavchem, Shetiskayim Lochem Gidulaschem. Like he said, you said in your heart that you will fulfill Shetiskayim Lochem Gidulaschem. It will be fulfilled in you, your gidul aschem, your greatness. So he seems to be translating the words a bit differently than the Mitzudos. A bit differently, it will be so that Hashem will be with you, kasher maratem, like you said in your heart. Shetiskayem lochem gidul aschem, it will be sustained, your greatness. Okay, I'm not really sure. I don't have clarity in what Rashi here means to say. Rashi here is saying that we have an instruction. Be good people. Don't seek evil. And if you'll do so, you'll live. Hashem will be with you. Like you know in your heart. Kasha Martem, he seems to say, is not like the, it's referring to a Shavua, but it seems to say is it's intuitive. It's, you know it to be true. Kasha Martem, every person says to himself in his heart that if we are faithful to Hashem, Hashem will be good to us. Hashem will allow us to remain in a state of greatness, in a state of supremacy in this world. So the word amartem is amartem bilvavchem, what you already know to be true in your heart. It's like a very deep pirush in a lot of depth, this interpretation. Every person deep down knows. We always know that principle. Lev, your I always say this. Lev yodea tsaras nafshay. Maras nafshay. Lev, I'm forgetting the exact words, but the idea is that there is a principle in Yadus. You know what you need to do. Many times we hear, Rachman Vitzlan, there's an event, there's a tragedy, there's a tsar in Klal Yisrael, and Rabbanim get up and they say, why did this happen? How could such a terrible tragedy have come upon us? We have to make a cheshbon hanefesh. And some people who are not so clever, they tell us why it happened. Okay, we know it doesn't go very well, okay? Go, you know why it happened? Because of the internet. Because of tznius, because of lashon, because of talking during davening, because of, we know it's a foolish thing. But the more clever Rabbanim, they say, there's no one alive today that can tell us why this happened. However, every single person in this room knows what they have to do. Every person knows where their weakness lies. Every person is different. Some people, what's an issue, what's an assignment for one person, is nothing for another person. But every person, Hashem gave a person the ability, the awareness of where his weaknesses are and what he needs to do to go higher in his Yirah Shamayim, safeguards that he needs to take. And that's really, in essence, what he's saying over here in this pasuk, according to the Parish of Rashi, because Kasher Amartem, you know deep down in your heart that if you are a Doiresh Toiv and you're not a Doiresh Ra, you'll live a good life. You'll live a good life and Hashem will be with you. Everything will work out. And if you're going to play games and want to have fun and do Averos, you know it's not going to work out. So who are you kidding?
Maybe that's the message at the end of the Gilad, Doiresh Toiv.
Oh, you say something very interesting. You're saying Doresh Toiv Liyamai.
Final message.
Interesting. Doresh Toiv Mordechai. That's the last thing of Tanakh. That's the very last. That's the last pasuk in Tanakh, in chronologically.
Right.
Chronologically, if, unbelievable. You're saying Doresh Toiv Liyamai. It's not. It's the Megillah, but it's not a chronological. It's grounded on order. But historically, the Megillah is the end. It's the last sefer that was written. It's the last sefer. It's the last. It's a Megillah. Megillah is part of Ksuvim. Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim. No, it's earlier. No, Divrei Hayamim, it seems. When was Divrei Hayamim? All right, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Okay, but it's an end of a Doresh Toiv Yalra. And what's the goal you have to fill in from? You have to take what it says in the Megillah and come to this pasuk. And say, what's the purpose? Leman tichyu v'yichein Hashem v'lokei tzvokos simochem kasher amartim. Very interesting. Let's go over here to Radak.
I understand. What's the word Dervish have to do with the Megillah?
The Megillah, the last pasuk of the Megillah is a very significant pasuk because it's basically the Tanakh to a degree. I don't know. We normally associate Divrei Hayamim to be the very end of Tanakh. But it's not necessarily true. But Megillas Esther is also a parallel end of Tanakh.
Right.
Okay, Divrei Hayam is more of a record. It's not necessarily instructions.
Right.
Megillah is more of a instructional sefer to a degree. And the last pasuk of Megillas Esther, Mordechai was Doresh Toiv La'amoi. V'doiver shalom l'chol zara. And you can't ignore that. The word doiver, what does it mean? Why did he sign off with that part? Why did the Megillah sign off with that message? There must be something very deep in that message if that's the last thing.
I think that even people did not accept it, he was still doiver shalom for them.
Okay, there are many, many layers of interpretation. But Rabbi Mayevsky is coming to connect the connection if it says doiver shalom there, gezer shava. And it says over here, dir shu toiv. The Al-Ra, and here we have a Perish Rashi. In the Gila Sester, there is no Perish Rashi to tell you what it means, the benefit of being Dorish Taif. It just says, Dorish Taif Li'amai, V'Dorish Shalom L'chol Zarai. Here we have a Perish Rashi. What's the goal of being Dorish Taif? L'man Tichyu, you'll live, you'll survive. V'Yichein Hashem Elokei Tzivokos Itchem. Hashem will be with you. There's a long Golas ahead of you. Okay, they built the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni was not a replacement for the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni was just, you know, a hachana for the long Golos, 2,000 years of Golos. Kasher Marten. You know it in your heart. You know it. According to the Perush, going to the Mitzudos, it's very simplistic. You made a Shavua. Modern Torah, you made a Shavua. Rashi's saying, you know it. I don't have to tell it to you. It's in your heart. Every person, Lev Yoidea Moras Nafshai. A heart knows the bitterness of its soul. Hashem gave a human being the ability to know spiritually where he is holding, what he's lacking. He doesn't need a Navi. You don't need to go to a Makubal. You don't need to go to Rosh Hashiva. When a person has the problem, every person really knows where the problem is. Lev Yoidea, the heart knows the bitterness of their neshama. Going to Gedolim to a degree is a cop-out. Take responsibility for yourself. Okay? I don't mean the Bechas HaShalom. You have to go to Gedolim. Chas HaShalom, you have to go to help you. But that's not the only thing. I don't mean just, I give up. I have a problem. I'm not gonna even look in the mirror. Nothing. You go right away to the whatever Goel says. That's not Yados. Yados is it's a partnership. It's a partnership. I realize I have issues, and I have there are Gedolei Yisrael that can help me as well with my issues. Together, one without the other, you'll go nowhere. But totally cop out. I don't know from nothing. Whatever the Rebbe says, you do. It's not a derech. It's not a, yeah.
I have to do the same thing. You go to a doctor. What are your symptoms?
Exactly. Well, you go to a doctor. The doctor to examine you and tell you what your problem is. No, you tell where does it hurt? Then the doctor can use his expertise, and together you'll figure out what the problem is. You need to come on to him, and you also have to give him some input. You go to a Rebbe. The Rebbe says, look at your forehead, and tell you, look at the lines in your forehead, look at your palm. He'll tell you what you have to do. Come on. Is that the way we live? Is that a derech of life? That's not the way I was brought up. I can't tell you, that's not the way I was brought up. You have a Rebbe, you have a Rosh Shiva, and you have to come and you have to work. You have to work. It's a partnership. It's a partnership. So here is exactly what it's saying. Dirshu Toiv. That's right. Seek out good. Maybe Toiv means go seek out Tzaddikim. Moshe was called Moshe Vayar Ki Toiv Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Toiv. When he was born, they saw this week's parsha. Vayar Ki Toiv Hu. Dear Shu Toiv, go seek out a Rebbe. But the Pasuk includes.
What if his name was
Tovia? Tovia. But the Pasuk includes. Kasher Amartem. You know it in your heart. Don't just go seek out your Rebbe. You also have to come with your heart. You know, Lev Yodea Maras Nafshay. Let's do a little bit of Radak. Quickly, Radak. Maybe one more Farish. Enough time for one more Farish. Dear Shu Toiv. In the he's going to go to the next pasuk as opposed to one pasuk. Oid shav hanavi lo yichicham ula yishmu mo musar. Okay, we'll never finish with the musar. Hichein. Hichein is a beautiful expression. It will be so. Im tidrishu hatoiv v'sarchiku harayi Hashem itchem. It will be correct. It will be so that Hashem will be with you if you'll follow my instructions. Itchem kasher martem kiloimar pol inyan shechashavtem hatzlocha v'hatoiv shetia luchem kein tia. It will be. Amartem is learning pretty much like Rashi. Amartem means like you know in your heart. You know it to be. Ki Hashem elokei tzvokos itchem. V'chof yin oid. V'omar, that's the next pasuk. I'll leave it tomorrow. Let's take a quick look at the Malbum. Malbum pasuk yudal dir shu toiv shav el devodav ha-koidmin. Sh'omar, going back to pasuk dal koim Hashem leves yishol dir shuni v'chiyu v'altin shu beiskel. Sh'ritzoy na loimar im tirtzu shetichyu lo yeze al yidei shetidu shu beiskel. Rak al yidei shetidushu es Hashem. Don't seek out idolatry. Seek out Hashem. V'im kein leman tichy v'dirshu t'toy v'yal ra. Shloim ezeh tichyu al yidei shetidushu ra lidwesh eleng libesel. Don't seek out the ra. He's coming to define very specifically the agolim in Beisel, the idols in Beisel. Rak al yidei shetidushu t'toy v'ma shetidushu t'toy v'zeh tidushu es Hashem. K'mosh omar. Then it won't be this. He's learning the pasuk so simply. Don't go to Beis El to worship the Agolim. Instead, come to the Beis Hamikdash to serve Hashem. What will be the benefit? V'hi Hashem tzvokos et imochem kashamartem she'atem be'atzmechem oimrim she'atem mishtadlim she'yiyya Hashem imochem lehatzilchem yad oyveichem v'tzoroseichem. You strive that Hashem should be with you to save you. Rak she'atem boicharim emtzoim lo zeh she'im merachakim es Hashem mikem. You're making big mistakes. You're praying to intermediaries, to agolim. Ki al idei ho agolim v'hachamos yastir Hashem ponav mikem. V'im tirtzu shiyi Hashem imochem kashem artem os dir shutoiv shu atzmoi. Derishas Hashem v'hu yoyo lochem shiyi Hashem imochem v'shetichyu. Okay, he's not really eating much more interpretation, but he's just saying over here is, only way to come on to Hashem is to seek good. If you're going to seek out intermediaries, then you're not going to be able to connect with Hashem, and Hashem is not going to come to your aid. All right, we'll leave it with that. And meet you tomorrow. We'll do the Kedah and go weiter.